I have a one-year-old daughter to one day show her pictures of her with her grandpa and then have her ask me, Papa, can you tell me how my grandpa was and how he talked and how he behaved? Absolutely. Let me show you some videos. Nothing better than that. And I can show her through the thousands of video pieces and seminars and webinars that he did over the years.
Welcome to the Marketing Ninja Podcast. We know you have a lot of options when it comes to marketing education and information. So thank you for investing some of your precious time with us. On that note, did you know you can get even more in-depth marketing information and training direct from Manuel and his team of ninja marketers? It's true. Every other Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Manuel and his team hold free live workshops that you can attend in person or virtually on Facebook and YouTube. Just go to www.agmagency.com/events for more information.
Hi, my name is Jimmy, and I'm the Senior Creative Director for Manuel Suarez here at Attention Grabbing Media. There are many different reasons people start businesses, and when it's done correctly, there's an amazing transformation that can happen. That business can become a multi-generational legacy of help. In this emotionally vulnerable podcast, Manuel is reflecting on a very difficult life event, but one that will give a positive change in how he viewed brand and business building. As always, you can watch the original video by checking the show notes for the video link. All right, take it away, Manuel.
The year 2021 has been the hardest year in my life. I've gone through a lot of difficulties in life. Drug problems, criminality, situations in the family. I've gone through a lot. It's been a battle. I'm 40 years old today. 2021 has been a great year for business, successful, incredibly successful, but emotionally devastating. And the reason for that is because this year I lost my father, who was my son. My father has been the person that we all rotated around for a very long time. You know, sometimes you have a dad and you have a mom and they're special because they're always going to be special. But then you have people like my father who was a leader in every sense of the word, and he built an empire, and we all just rotated around him. And for my entire life, since being a very young kid, I would always look up to him. And when I looked upwards, I only saw one person my entire life, and that was my father. The one that I looked up to, the one that I wanted to make proud, the one that I cared about the most in this universe. He was a center of a lot of things for me. In February 25th this year, I lost him unexpectedly. And that has created some major shifts in my life, and particularly to the subject of legacy. And the reason why legacy for me is such an important thing right now, because I have seen what my dad has left behind. And I have big focus on doing something similar to him. If I'm able to do 50% of what he accomplished in his life. He was 71 years old when he passed. I'm going to consider my life a success. What he left behind is something that's going to be here for generations to come. He was 71 years old when he passed. He spent 10, 12 years creating content and doing what he did and creating the brand and the business that he had for 20 years. He spent a couple of decades working hard in that particular field. But what he did is going to be here probably for hundreds of years. And for many, many generations, my son, who's at this point 15, is going to end up continuing his legacy. His son or daughter is going to continue that legacy forward. It is incredible. And it's so, for me, right now, Luis, it's such a focus of my attention because I've seen the example of what it means to continuing past one body. One body has the exact destiny as every other one body. We're all going to end at some point. There's one thing that we all know that it's inevitable is death. And we all understand that. Nobody here in this world is pretending they're going to be immortal. There is no such thing. So understanding that one point and living life, focusing on doing something that's going to be greater than that one body, I think that's the way that every single person should live their life. As I'm doing right now, we're still continuing to grow our Natural Slim brand. It's all based on the founder's content, which is my father. He's such an incredible content creator that we're still having people discover him every single day. Our YouTube channel gets about 150,000 new subscribers every single month. We still get 25 to 40 million views across social media every single month. People that didn't get a chance to get to know him while he was alive are getting a chance to know him past his body. And the success stories, the life changes, the health improvements, the accomplishments that people are having based on this individual's discoveries and his teachings and his education is so powerful that for me, it's a big motivating factor that I get to see this firsthand. And it just motivates me to do my own thing also. That once I'm done with this body, whether that's tomorrow, because there's one thing for sure, you don't know if you're going to be around for a day, for an hour, or for 20 more years, or for 50. This year has taught a lot of us that particular point right there. Life is frail. Life is delicate. It can disappear when you least expect it. And we should definitely appreciate those ones that we have around more than ever, because we don't know when is the last time we're going to see them. I can tell you one thing. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. But it's a reality that life has a lot of unexpectedness to it. And you want to make sure that when somebody leaves, you have as little regrets as possible. Having regrets, I could say it's almost like inevitable. I have my regrets with my father, a lot of them. But you want to try to have as least as possible. But what I've been able to see with him through his content is something that continues way beyond. I actually see his face every single day. If you go to naturalsim.com, which is our website, you see his face all over the place. If you go to our US website, us.naturalsim.com, you see his face. If you go to our YouTube channel, his face, his content is there every single day. Now I have the ability to have a one-year-old daughter to one day show her pictures of her with her grandpa and then have her ask me, Papa, can you tell me how my grandpa was and how he talked and how he behaved? Absolutely. Let me show you some videos. Nothing better than that. And I can show her through the thousands of video pieces and seminars and webinars that he did over the years, how his grandpa was changing the world and making the world a better place through his content and superpower. So it's quite incredible. That thing, we might take it for granted, a lot of us, the fact that we have something that can stay around for ages and it doesn't go away and it doesn't depend on just the memory, but we can have access to all the time. And it's a constant reminder of the greatness of people that we have around.
Hey there, Jimmy here with you again. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Marketing Ninja Podcast. And remember, if you want to reach more people, increase sales, and grow your business using social media, then be sure to join our bi-weekly free workshops every other Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.agmagency.com/events to view the upcoming workshops. All right, have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you next time.